It's the smartphone dating app that's been embraced by the younger generation. Tinder has been described both as a revolution in romance and the dawn of the dating apocalypse. It's also just been launched on Wall Street and is said to be worth an estimated $3 billion. Lucy Carter reports.
28-year-old Katie has experienced both the good and the bad sides of Tinder.
I had a particularly bad date as a result of meeting my first person from Tinder. He let me know actually on the date that he just got out of prison. It was a highly awkward date. It ended up with him crying and begging me to sleep with him. And when I refused, he said, "Well, do you have any weed then?"
When Katie didn't think things could get any worse, they did.
My car broke down on the way home from that date. So just to pass time until the NRMA arrived, I was on Tinder again and matched up with someone who started talking to me the following day. That person I've been with for almost 2 years now, and he's the love of my life.
Katie says she and her partner are now planning to get married. 23-year-old Eliza has also had mixed experiences on the app.
I've had a couple of pretty shitty one-night stands that I've regretted for sure, but I mean, that's not really Tinder's fault. It's probably just the usual, alcohol and that kind of thing.
According to Tinder, there have been 6 billion matches around the world since it launched in 2012. Luke Hopewell is the editor of technology publication Gizmodo Australia.
Tinder is basically a hookup and dating app that a lot of younger people are using to find dates. Basically, you get a photo of the person that you're looking at. You get their shared interests if you've got them on Facebook. And if you want to talk to them more, you can swipe right on them. Or if you never want to see them again, you can swipe left.
Mr. Hopewell says the app has major appeal to the young and the time poor.
It fits in with the values of millennials in terms of how they're dating. It's a very sort of quick, fast food way to find yourself a partner for a duration of time.
Tinder is the jewel in the crown of parent dating tech company Match Group, which just went public. Its stock opened on Wall Street at about $12 a share and has climbed slightly higher throughout to $13.50, giving it an estimated value of about $3 billion. Michael McCarthy is the chief market strategist with CMC Markets.
It's gone reasonably well. It's traded well above the IPO price. At this stage, it looks like the support that it's garnered by pricing at the low end of its range has translated into support for the tech sector overall. It was one of the best performing sectors in trading.
Mr. McCarthy says the trick for Match Group will be keeping investor confidence high.
Because expectations for growth in this sector are so high, if there's anything that disappoints, the reaction in the share price can be profound.
But I suppose it must be very hard for these companies to measure those expectations.
This is one of the problems with new companies, startups and disruptors. We just don't know how successful or otherwise they're going to be.
Michael McCarthy from CMC Markets, ending that report from AM's Lucy Carter.